This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
The philanthropic urge is being felt more strongly as the government shutdown endures. A Houston-based billionaire named John Arnold and his wife Laura have given Head Start $10 million. That's to keep programs in six states up and running. A different group has pitched in to keep death benefits for military families coming while Congress figures out what it wants to do. Generous as they are, though, is government funding by charitable donation really what the founders had in mind? Marketplace's Noel King has that story.
Researchers at Indiana University's Lilly Family School of Philanthropy have been making a list of all the publicly reported charitable donations from U.S. residents, corporations, and private foundations of $1 million or more. There have been about 70,000 in the past 13 years. Research director Una Osili has noticed some trends.
During the recession and the post-recession period, we have seen an increasing number of large gifts being made to either local or state, and in some cases, federal entities.
But the Arnold's donation to Head Start stands out. Osley says usually people give to a school foundation or a museum rather than a specific government program. Katharina Roschetta of UPenn's Center for High Impact Philanthropy said this is an emergency donation.
Like an emergency for a major disaster, what we're seeing from the Arnolds is that they are coming in to address what can be a real emergency for the lifetime prospects of the kids in these programs.
You could argue it's an emergency that the government created. So is this kind of donation letting dysfunctional elected officials off the hook? Sally Amann is a spokeswoman for Head Start.
This is a stopgap measure that we are hopeful will keep a handful of programs open through the end of the month. There's 12 months in the year. There's no way private dollars can sustain the delivery of these services.
Amann said as thankful as Head Start is to the Arnolds, if the shutdown continues, this emergency starts all over again on November 1st. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.